Okay, we are picking up seven lines from the bottom of Memches Amud Beis. From the words of Ula Rabbi Yishmael, our learning is once again sponsored by Ula Nishmas Shulam Espas Yaakov, the Neshama should have Aliyah. So the Gemara now is a kasha on the Shita of Rabbi Yishmael. That was the first understanding that we had in the Braisa, was the Shita of Rabbi Yishmael. Because the Gemara says, no, the Rabbi Yishmael, Kohen Gadol v'hu Nazir minalei. Where does he know that a Kohen Gadol who is a Nazir is able to be metame himself for a meis mitzvah? So why is this a kasha on Rabbi Shmuel? Because according to Rabbi Shmuel, we said that the regular isser of a Nazir does not by itself include the krovin. And therefore, he had to learn out from the words of Le'aviv, he had to learn out the krovim are, he's not metame le'krovim from le'aviv. So then what le'imo he used that drasha for, the gzirasha of Rebbe, that only when it's imo, when she's dead, you can't attend to her, but if she's a mitzora, you can. That's what he's going to do with le'imo. Then we had the words of le'achiv, again, these were all ribuyim, because he already said, al kol nafshos meis le'yavo, so why do I need to then be mefarit each one? So we learned out a different halacha from each one. So we learned out from Le'achiv that Meis Mitzvah, that the Chiddush of Meis Mitzvah, and then Le'achoso, we also are learning the halacha of the Harei, the Lishchot et Pischa v'lamulas b'no, that halacha, that a person is going to do an even in Isser Karis, we learn that, you would not do so, you would go back and do the Meis Mitzvah. So therefore, in that case, we have no extra words to teach us the halacha that a person who is both a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir is metameh. That's the kasha now on Rabbi Shmuel. So it says the Gemara, Kevan deshar rachmana chad lav gabi meis mitzvah. Rabbi Shmuel's understanding is that since the Torah sets aside a single lav in regards to a meis mitzvah, meaning the Torah tells a Nazir to be metameh himself for a meis mitzvah, and likewise it also tells a Kohen Gadol to metameh for a meis mitzvah, there is no need to tell us that when you have the two together morphed into one, that would be an extra chiddush. Because mali chad lav, mali train lavin. What's the difference, says Rabbi Shmuel? If it's one lav, if it's two lavin, at the end of the day, once the Torah made it clear that we know that the mitzvah of meis mitzvah is overriding that lav of a Kohen Gadol and that lav of a Nazir, the fact that you have the two of them together, Rabbi Shmuel is saying, is no greater chiddush, and I don't need a pasuk to tell me that you're metame for such a thing. It is mamela going to be okay. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, achoso lamali. According to Rabbi Shmuel, why would you need the lashon of achoso? We taught us achoso is so the person who is going to be lamol espino or lishchot espischo. But if we're assuming that it's already overriding two lavim, the Gemara is assuming in this stage that lachora, that two lavim are on the same level as the mitzvah say that you would not do it, you would in violation of that mitzvah say you would get an isser karis. The Gemara assumed they're on the same level. And once we know that you can violate two lavim, so then I also don't need a pasuk to tell me I avoid the karis issue, meaning I go to do the mitzvah sasei of I do rather the kvuras hameis, which is superseding the din of the korban pesach and that of mila. The gemara is assuming that they're on the same level, so why do I need to teach me that? Rabbi Akiva, who does need the lima to teach me a kohen gadol and a nazir, so he has no special limo to tell me that he does assume that if something is too lavim, you would need a special riboy to teach me it. And if I don't, I would not be able to learn it. So he also needs the riboy of achoso to teach me harei shaar lishchot espischa v'lamolas b'nau. But Rabbi Shmuel does not need that. Lachora, the Gemara is assuming they're on the same level. So the Gemara answers now. The Gemara says, "Salkat aita chamina," because I would have thought kishar rachmana lemeis mitzvah. When the Torah tells you it's mutter to do a meis mitzvah, nazir v'kohen to iser lavihu. It's only the case of a nazir or kohen where it's only an iser deoresa. That's a chayv malkos. Aval milo pesach dekares loy tamel meis mitzvah. So the Gemara says that no, that original havami that we said that you could put the korban pesach and bris milah on the same level as two lavim. The Gemara says no, they're not on the same level. Really, that doing korban pesach and bris milah is more of a chiyuv than two lavim because there's an iser kares. A person who doesn't do it is going to be punished by karis, and karis is a very, very chamor punishment. And therefore, kamash bulan, I need the pasuk la'achoso to teach me that even for an iser karis, for if you violate to do the mitzvah mila or korban pesach, you'd be chayav karis. Even there, the Torah is telling you that you do the meis mitzvah. So that's why I do need la'achoso. The Gemara is assuming that at the end of the day, two lavim do not equal that of bris mila and korban pesach. Bris mila and korban pesach are greater. So now the Gemara continues for the Shita, turning on to Mem Tesamar Aleph, Ula Rabbi Kiva, but according to Rabbi Kiva, Michti Loshna Kohen Gadol Lechudei, Veloshna Kohen Gadol Vuhu Nazir. But the Lechora, the Kula that we have, that we say that a Kohen Gadol who finds a Meitz Mitzvah is allowed to metame himself, it shouldn't matter if he's only a Kohen Gadol or whether he's a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir as well. You should learn both of them from La'achiv. Rabbi Akiva learned from the words of La'achiv to teach you that if you have a Kohen Gadol is a Nazir, you're allowed to be metame himself for a Meitz Mitzvah. So it comes out from there that a Kohen Gadol who's also not a Nazir has a chiyuv to be metame himself for a Meitz Mitzvah, and therefore there's no need to learn that there has to be a Kohen Gadol at all. So says the Gemara, so La'aviv ilam alamalei. So according to Rabbi Akiva, he learned out from the words of La'aviv, he learned that we teach that a Kohen Gadol is metame himself for a Meitz Mitzvah. But why do I need that limud? If a Kohen Gadol is a Nazir, is allowed to metame himself, so Kol Shekein, a regular Kohen Gadol is allowed to be metame himself. So the Gemara is wondering, why do I need La'aviv? Why do I need this? Lechora, this doesn't need to be done. This drasha isn't necessary. La'ima, we could say that you need it for the Gzira Shava of Rebbe. But why do I need La'aviv? Why do I need La'aviv? So that's what the Gemara is asking right now. The Gemara could have also, as Tosfos point this out, that the Gemara asked why Rabbi Akiva that both La'aviv and La'imo are mentioned in the pasuk with regards to Nazir. Rabbi Akiva learned that La'aviv ol La'imo, we learned that in Nazir is a lot of time himself for a Meis Mitzvah. Why do you both, but the case of La'aviv and La'imo be specified in order to teach us the Zalacha? You could have asked the same question. Okay. But Levi, so that's what the Gemara is asking right now with regards to Kohen Gadol. So the Gemara said Tzrichi, really both are needed because ikas of Aviv, if the pasuk had only said Aviv, I would have thought that the reason he's not allowed to metame for his father is because the idea that this is really his father. Now, how do we know that this person is a father of the person? Because we have a concept of rov bios achar habal, that this is a rov. It's really a rove chance. Mother, everybody sees it. We know who gives birth to, right? You see her in the hospital, you know who gives birth to this baby. This is the mother. That's why some explain, by the way, that why is it that we're davening for a chola, so we daven for the mother. So because they explain that this is this is one of the explanations, is that we know bevadai that this is the mother, is definitely the person who gave birth to this person. Maybe the father really is not him. So we don't want to say, we don't want to daven for him, ben his father. Rather, we daven for the mother. There's other sources also that a woman isn't punished. The Gemara says that rov of the Yisurim in this world are forbid the Torah. And a woman's not punished because she's not mitzvah on the chiyuv of limud Torah. So therefore, she's not punished for bittul Torah. Therefore, we want to be to bring up the schus of his mother more than that of his father, because it's not necessarily a great of a schus. A lot of different reasons, but one of the reasons is the one I just said, that this point, that it's only a chazaka, that that's really his father. So I saw Geshmak and Kasha brought that in the Rishonim, though, that really, let's continue the question, I'm going to the question. The Gemara continues, Aval, imo, diadina, di say, but with regards to his mother, you know, vade, 100% this is his mother, maybe I would have said, leitamila, that I would have thought that you would be able to be metame yourself for the mother. Because if the Kohen Gadol had only specified the father, I would have thought maybe only the father, because it's only a rove chance. It's not a definite chance that this is his father, as opposed to mother is vadehim. So I saw the Achorim HaGeshmak Kasha, is that, why don't we say Mimanashach? Either way you say it, it's going to be what's the point of the father? If it's a chazaka, it's really only a rove chance that his father. It's not necessarily his father. And what's the other side the Achorim point out? The other side is that it's not his father. Then this guy's not a Kohen. Who are we talking about over here? We're talking about a Kohen Gadol. Kohen. A Kohen is only going to be a Kohen if his father is really his father, because his father is a Kohen. The famous joke that Reuven comes in and he goes to the rabbi, the Orthodox rabbi, says, Rabbi, I'll give you $1,000 to make me a Kohen. And he says, no, all right, because he's Orthodox, we don't do that. So then he goes to the former rabbi, he says, okay, you pay me enough money, $1,000, I'll do it for you. Well, just tell me, why do you want to be a Kohen? So he says, because my father's a Kohen, his father's a Kohen, right? You only become a Kohen if your father's a Kohen, your grandfather's a Kohen, your great-grandfather on your father's side. So if the guy's not his father, then he's not a Kohen, b'chol, he's allowed to be a metame menah. Either way you slice it. It's like a shmak akash, I don't even know. So it's a really tochak answer. They say, I saw different answers brought down. One answer, maybe we're talking about ir shakula kohanim, and therefore we know for sure it was a, maybe this rove chance that this whole ir was a rove of kohanim, and therefore we know that there it wasn't this guy, then it was somebody else who was a kohen. Difficult Gemara's assumptions, and Achaz and the Gemara, the Geshmak HaKasha, then the question is better than the Teretz. But either way, the Gemara is saying that that's the reason, because you need both, because if it had been for the father, I would assume that there's a chance that maybe it's really not his father, and that's why you're not metame, as opposed to his mother, who is definitely his mother, then you would be metame. That's why you need to mention both. And the Gemara says, what about the other side? Because if it only says his mother, then what would I have thought? Havamina ima lo yitamele, should not metame himself for his mother. Delav azil zare basre, because the lineage doesn't follow the mother. We know with regards to Lacha of Nachala, with regards to the Shvatim, right? We say Aval Aviv, as the pasuk said, we're to see it. Kevin Amar La Mishpachosam La Vesavosam, that it says that the father, according to the father's house, we learn over there that right Mishpachas Av Kor Mishpacha Mishpachasim Eino Kor Mishpacha. The Gemara has a drasha in, I think it's Bava Basra there also, that we learn over there that when we're counting the numbers, that a person goes after the father's side of his lineage for regards to which Shevet he has, and also the regards to Nachala. So therefore, only there I would have thought Imel Atamil. I would have thought that Ibn Atam himself, because that's real Korva, that the Torah is telling you it's a higher level, and that the Torah not specified that a Kohen Gadol or Nazir is not let him Atam for his mother. I would have thought, and only his mother rather, I would have thought that's only for his mother, but not for his father, because his father he's more related to, and he should be Atam for them. Imel Atamil, Kamash Malan. Therefore, there's a Chumra and a Kula, both by the mother and both by the father. So you have to mention both of them in order for me to learn the limud that Kohen is metame, Kohen Gadol is metame both for his father, not metame rather for both his father and his mother. So now the Gemara says, "V'al kol nafshos meis liyavol amali." But according to Rabbi Akiva, why do I need the pasuk to tell me that he should not be metame for any dead people? I know that already. If he can't be la'aviv la'imo, kolshing in anybody else. So turning on to Memtesh Amud Beis, now says the Gemara, "Al kol lefukir rechokim." Al kol is coming to exclude rechokim, that to teaching you that a Kohen Gadol may not be metame himself for rechokim. The Kohen Gadol is already restricted from becoming tamei to rechokim, right? Because they even are always going head yod. But the additional iser is al kol is teaching that a Kohen Gadol is going to be chayev, according to the Rush, a second set of malchus. Lafuka rechokim, that you're going to be chayev a second set of malchus for that. Meis lafuka krovim, and meis is teaching you that a Kohen Gadol will not be tamei for even the krovim. Nafshos lafuka revias dam shiatsa mishnei isim. What is nafshos? It's telling that a Kohen Gadol is only an usher from actually being tamei for a dead body. But if you have from the dead body itself, but if you have a revius of dam, which normally is metame ba'ol, so the Torah is telling over here, since it's not an actual dead body, it's not going to be, you're not going to be chayev the isra deraisa of the Kohen Gadol, shenemar akol nashos meis v'liyavo, he's not become any dead people, and therefore we're telling over here that a Kohen Gadol is not going to be chayev in such a circumstance, even though he is metame from such a thing, but the Xeris HaKasa tells you he wouldn't be chayev the isra deraisa on the case of Revius of Dam, that Tiyose Mishnei Mesim. Okay, very good. Now we're up to the next Mishnah. The next Mishnah is telling you, there's very similar halachas with regards to the Mishnah in Olos. It tells you all the things that are metame Tumas Ohel. So our Mishnah is telling you the things that a Nazir is metame from Tumas Ohel. As the pasuk says, "V'chiyamos meisalav befesa pisom," that if suddenly a dead body will be appear, they're teaching you that there's types of tuma of a dead person is going to be chayav. However, there are some that are not going to be necessarily part of the tuma of the nazir. Al ela tumas the nazir megalach. So these tumas, a nazir has to shave his head and complete the tara pasus after which he becomes tummy, right? Just bring the karbanos and then start his tara pasus again. Al ames from a dead body. Val kazayas min ames also from the volume of an olive of a dead body as well, not just from the entire dead body, but even a kazayas. The Gemara tells us that a kazayas is lach alamos from a Sinai. We have an explanation brought down. The Rabbanan explained specifically by a mace that a kazayas of a mace is the smallest shear because that is the amount of a embryo when it first forms. That's what the Gemara assumes. So that's why kazayas min amace is going to be metame. Ve'al kazayas netzel. Kazayas of a netzel, we're going to see on tomorrow's daf, is some sort of liquid, like a gel-like substance, in which when the body starts to decompose. Alamol tarvad rekim. Also, it literally, like the dead body when it starts turning into dust. Also, when the body is decomposing at a certain point, that also, if you have imolot tarvad rekim, like a ladleful. Val shidra, val gulgolas, and also if you have the spine or the skull, if you have the entire spine. The entire spine is referring to the 18 vertebrae that you have there. That would be the spine. Val aver min ames, or a limb from a dead body. Well, aver min achai, even a limb from a dead body, a live body rather, a person who is living, sheyesh lo basar karaya, if it has enough flesh on it, if it has a that of a kazayas, that's going to be considered enough flesh, which is going to be assuming that it would be metame. Well, chatzi kav atzamos, and also half a kav of bones, we're assuming is alach alamosha mesinai, is that amount also is going to be metame. And al chatzi log dam, also al chatzi log of dam, is going to be matame ba'ohel for a nazir as well. Even though we saw Kohen Gadol is different, for a nazir is going to be that you're going to be matame and you shave for that. Val magan, val masan, val alila. And not only that, for we know that there's three types of tuma, tumas maga, when you come in contact, you touch them, then you touch the dead body or touch any of these things, you're metame, you become an avat. These things are an avi avosa tuma. You become and change an avatuma. Or if you carry them also, you'd become an avatuma. That is another way of transmission. And also, ohel ahilan is literally to be ma'al on them, to do ohel, that if you walk into the same room as any of these things, since they're metame ba'ohel, halacha is that you would have to shave for them if you're a nazir, and then bring the korban tumah, and then start the tara process after that. Ve'al etzem kisaora, and also a bone the size of a barley. Ve'al mago, ve'al maso, and the nazir are going to be, if you touch it or you carry that from a dead body, so then it would be not by ohel, but only mago maso. That's the difference. Over here, we don't have ohel unless it has more, right? And unless it has more than that shear. Al elu anazir megalech, and these halachas, the anazir is megalech. Umazir b'shlishi v'shvi, and he has to sprinkle on the third or seventh day to purify himself in such a case. And like any person who is tamei meis, v'soser sakodman, he loses the previous days of his nazirus. V'enu masre limnos ala ad, she tired, does not begin counting the new term until he becomes tahor, umivius karbonosav, and he brings his karbonos. That's the halacha over here. And the Tosfos actually suggests that l'chora we should not have this last point over here, because the Gemara has later, we're going to see this in Daf and Dalet, the Gemara considers the possibility that that's not true, that they maybe already on the seventh day, even before bringing the Korbanos, you can start counting. So the Gemara wouldn't have a Havamina against the Beferish Mishnah. Like we assume Amoraim weren't necessarily familiar with all the Brises, because all the Brises came out from different Mesoras, but we assume that every Amora knew every single Mishnah. The Gemara would have a major problem if an Amora was quoting something that seemed to be against a Beferish Mishnah. So Tosfos says, how could it be that the Gemara is entertaining a suggestion which is Beferish against our Mishnah? So therefore Tosfos suggests maybe it shouldn't be in their gear, so it'll be okay, fine. So as the Gemara writes, Tanur Rabbanan within a Braisa, Acher Ptirosel Shel Rabbi Meir. Following the death of Rabbi Meir, Amarlan Rabbi Yehuda Latamida, Rabbi Yehuda said to his students, Ali Kansu Tamir Meir Lekan. Rabbi Meir was very sharp. And his students also had this like a brisker derech to them, like very, very sharp students. And they should contrain him. Also, they're the kanter. Like a person's, a person who's learned to amenas the kanter is noach lo shalanivra. To just argue for the sake of arguing and push people. And you know, sometimes you have a person who's arguing with real chutzpah. Obviously, like they asked Rav Nevinson, you know, the Chavrus is yelling at each other, the risk of Torah, fine, but Rav Nevinson said they still have to have midos when you're learning Torah. It's not just like you start yelling at people and whatever. So you have to be careful. You need good midos when you're learning Torah also. We want to be Leomor Lamed and try to figure out the Gemara and ask Kashas and but I have to ask in a respectful way to say like, this Rashi doesn't make any sense. Chas v'shalom, who are you to say Rashi? I don't understand the Rashi. There's a way you could phrase things. So here they were considered more, difficult to learn with. Below Leomor Torah and Bayin, they're not here for the sake of Torah Lishma. Ela Lekapcheni Bilchaz and Bayin, they're just coming to show that they're greater than me in Torah. They're here to undermine me. They just want to show that they're sharp and didn't embarrass me in the Halacha. So they didn't let them in. So what happened? So Dachak Simchas pushed his way through. He was, he was the Talmud who wanted, he was the Kedusha, he wanted to come in. Amar Lahem, Kach Shana Li Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir taught me this in the text of this Mishnah over here. Al Elo Tumos HaNazir Megaleach. For these halachas, the Tumah, the Nazir, is must shave his head. Al Ameis Fel Kazayis Min Ameis, from a Neis and a Kazayis Min Ameis. Kas Rabbi Yehuda V'Amar Lahem, Rabbi Yehuda was angry and said to his students, Lo Kach Amarti Lechem, did I not say to you, Al Yekansu Tamidei Rabbi Meir Lekan Mipnei Shekantirinen? Did I tell you not to bring Rabbi Meir over here because they're coming just to try to demonstrate that they know more halacha and show that they're better than me in learning? Hakazayis and Ameis Megalech, if another shaves his head for an olive's amount of a dead body, Al Ameis Lo Kol Shekein, shouldn't we say that a Kol Shekein, that you should be that from a whole dead body, then it's not necessary for the Mishnah to list a dead body separately. Rabbi Yehuda is arguing that Rabbi Meir's version of the Mishnah must be problematic, since the mention of a kazayis when it means it specifically it seems to be extra. The fact that Simcha saw it to present Rabbi Meir's text like that shows that he was trying to show that he was undermining Rabbi Yehuda's teachings and show him that he was different. Okay, Be'ezras Hashem, we finished already. That's the end of Mentes. We'll pick up with the Amar Rabbi Yossi, the top of tomorrow of Daf Nun, Be'ezras Hashem, in tomorrow's Daf Pesiyata Dishmaya.